This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you live from Muzdalifa. So we left Arafat. Am I live? That's the question. Saying I have some connection issues. Can you guys see me? Okay, I think it's live. Okay, alhamdulillah. So I'm in Muzdalifa. I'm trying to keep my voice down because there are lots of people here. We're quite close to each other. Alhamdulillah, there is some social distancing happening though. And we are in Muzdalifa now. We were in Arafat up until Maghrib time. And then after Maghrib, we didn't pray Maghrib in Arafat. We came to Muzdalifa, as is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And then we came to Muzdalifa and we prayed Maghrib and Isha together at the time of Isha, as was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the idea is to stay the night here in Muzdalifa. You can see no tents here for the men. The ladies do have some tents in our area, but there's no tents here for the men. And mashallah, it's a really nice cloudy day, very cool, beautiful weather. There's a really lovely breeze as well. There are lots of people here. We are just simply just resting now because tomorrow is going to be a big day, inshallah, which is Yawm al-Nahar, or the day of Eid al-Adha. We have here Sheikh Gulraz. Assalamu alaikum, salim Gulraz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Sheikh Gulraz, are you enjoying your Hajj, Sheikh Gulraz?
Alhamdulillah, very much so.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, mashallah. So, yeah, so tomorrow is Yawm al-Nahar, which is the day of Eid al-Adha. So tomorrow, inshallah, the idea is to do a number of things. From among them is to stone the Jamaratul Aqaba, which is the large Jamara. And also, inshallah, to shave our head, and those who are doing, or trim your hair as well, which is probably what I'll be doing, inshallah. And we'll do tawaf, inshallah, hopefully do tawaf and sa'i, which can be done after as well, but I'm kind of hoping that we're allowed to do it tomorrow, inshallah. What else is there? And those who are sacrificing, then they also sacrifice tomorrow. So the sunnah is to stay here until Salatul Fajr, then stand up, make dua in Muhassir, which is Al-Mash'ar Al-Haram. So you make dua there for a while, as the Prophet ﷺ did, and then carry on towards Mina, to straight to the Jamaratul Aqaba. However, the Prophet ﷺ, as some of the Sahaba said, he was asked about, you know, taqdeem wa ta'khir, to change the order around and stuff. Many of the Sahaba, they asked him when he was doing the Hajj, you know, Ya Rasulullah, I did this. So my connection is back. I think the connection is back, inshallah. Anyway, so I was just saying that the Sahaba were asking the Prophet ﷺ, you know, that I did this first or I did that first, and the Prophet ﷺ said, if'al wala haraj, do it, and there's no problem in the order. Okay, so basically that's... So regardless, inshallah, we'll be following the group leaders' advice and just going with the group, inshallah. It's a really, really like it's there's an amazing breeze here in Muzdalifah. It's phenomenal. I think this is the it's the coolest over the last few years anyway, right? Certainly for the last few years of Hajj. Of course, last year we didn't do Hajj, but even the few years before that, I remember it got really hot. This year, mashallah, it's cloudy. It's, even Arafah wasn't that hot. It's a little bit hot during the day. My phone switched off a few times. Those of you who are watching me, in the middle of the recording, the phone actually switched off. كيف حالك يا شيخ؟ من وين؟
من مصر.
من مصر, mashallah. ساكن هنا؟ في جدة. There's a brother who's from Egypt. He came, he lives in Jeddah. كيف الحج معك؟ You speak English?
Yeah, I speak English.
Khalas, he speaks English. No need for translation. Alhamdulillah, the Hajj is good.
Very good.
Alhamdulillah, this year has been amazing, huh?
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. Yeah, mashallah, it is the best year ever. You done Hajj before?
It's not my first time, but
first
I think
time.
Everyone who made Hajj before said it's the best.
Yeah,
best,
yeah.
Best
it
one.
Is, because there's only 60,000 people. It's a big na'mah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Very good coordination with the government.
MashaAllah, yeah. They've
very
done
great.
An amazing job this year. Alhamdulillah. The what's amazing about Hajj is you meet lots of different people from all over the world normally. Even this year, there are people from around the world, but they are they're locals in the sense that they live in this country. Because obviously, because of the whole pandemic, there was no permits given to people outside of the locals, as far as I understand it. But alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open Hajj for everybody next year. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you all the opportunity to perform Hajj. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Hajj and the Hajj of all the Hujjaj. Keep us all in your du'as, inshallah. So with that, inshallah, I will let you guys go. Jazakumullahu khairan, and hopefully see you tomorrow, inshallah. Or maybe tonight, I don't know. Depends what time we leave. We were told by our group that we're leaving at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I don't know how strict that will be in terms of timings. So, and then that's one thing about Hajj. It does really, there's a lot of waiting and, you know, just simply waiting around because there's a lot of people to coordinate with. Okay, I'm your brother Abu Abdussalam speaking to you live from Muzdalifah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.